I want to call the November meeting of the Mount Millennium Wetlands Commission of Orders. We have Commissioners Majewski, Akalini, Rashto, Malucci, and Rush present. First order of business is approval of the minutes of the October 16th meeting.
I make a motion to approve the October 16th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All right, Mr. Rashto made a motion, Mr. Akalini seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Carries unanimously. No public hearing, no show cause hearing. Any remarks from the public not related items on the agenda? Any remarks from the public not related items on the agenda? Any remarks from the public? All right, old business, Noble Hill Road. Oakdale, Connecticut, Jeffrey Phillips and Jennifer Michaels. Update ongoing enforcement action. Unpermitted activities within the wetland and 50-foot upland review order. Area, pardon me.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. The only update that I have is that I have received a call from attorney Bill McCoy on October 30th, and he indicated they're just about ready for submission to the Planning and Zoning Commission. I had not heard from him, so on November 17th, I reached out to Jeff Phillips. He indicated that he has the stockpile of fill ready. He would like to get spreading it before the pile freezes. I explained to him that he had to wait for planning and zoning approval. And basically we're still waiting for submission to planning and zoning. So I would suggest that this matter remain on the agenda until we can get approval through the Planning and Zoning Commission, and he can correct the items as were ordered in the application that was presented before this commission.
How big is the pile?
The pile that he has enough dirt there to fill in the two large holes that are on.
All right, well, it's not going to freeze, buddy. So he can't play that card.
Either way, he's not moving forward until he gets planning and zoning approval. But I would suggest that this remain on as an order of business for the commission.
Yeah, when does P&Z meet?
We met actually Tuesday, so they failed to get it in by then. He is aware that our next meeting is December 9th for planning and zoning, so hopefully we'll have something by then. So hopefully at your next meeting, I'll have something more to tell you.
All right, well, can I get a motion to continue this item until our next regular meeting?
Sure. I make a motion to continue this matter to the next regularly scheduled meeting on December 18th, 2025, and continue to do so until this matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of this commission.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Majewski, did you vote? I did not see you vote. In
aye.
Favor?
Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. New business, I'm sorry, still old business, 25 IDC 25, 428 Fire Street. Owner applicant Mark DeRozier for regular activities to make repairs to driveway and wetlands and upland review area.
So again, Stacy Rackford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. Sidewalk was conducted on Saturday, November 15th at 3 p.m. Vice Chair Akalini, Commissioners Majewski and Malucci were in attendance, as was myself and the property owner, Mark DeRozier. My recommendation to the commission would be that this matter get continued until the next regularly scheduled meeting on December 18th, giving the property owner sufficient time to hire a professional engineer and soil scientist to prepare and submit a wetland restoration plan in accordance with town soil scientist Bob Russo's recommendation of October 7th.
I'll ask Mr. Akalini or you see anything?
No, I mean, his property was flooding out, and he worked to get the drain flowing again.
I was myself curious. What diameter was that pipe?
6 inches. It's not a culvert, it's just a overflow pipe. So the it's down to the historical bottom of where it was maybe 100 years ago, because it's a dam that lets water go through, and it filters through a series of rocks. So over time, the sediment collected in the rocks, and then it went over, you know, so 100 years. I'm not thinking that an engineer is going to be able to design anything on that property because of how are you going to design something that flows through naturally through rocks when there's sediment that comes down into the rocks. That must have took 100 years for it to be backed up like that. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking what the sediment that I removed is sufficient, and I think we should wait until we see what kind of serious rain. The last rain, it didn't go over the road. It stayed like it didn't even really meet the overflow pipe, and it went through, and it's flowing smoothly, and now it's flowing smoothly. It's at the very bottom of where it should be, where it started, the stream. So I'm not thinking an engineer is going to be able to design anything, and that's why we didn't do it 20 years ago, because they didn't want me to. The commission didn't want me to put in a culvert pipe. I was thinking it would be good to put a culvert in back then. And now that I see how it works, I say leave it alone until we see if it floods again.
I think we need to get a professional in to look at it, come up with a restoration plan. I can tell you with my limited education in hydraulic, it is possible to design flow through rocks. And it's also the wetlands restoration that we need done. So,
specifically, what are you referring to?
At this point, we've got a bunch of area dug up. We've got an unknown condition in the wetland, and we need to get a professional look at it.
An engineer.
So, yep.
And Bob Russo is here also, if there are any questions for him. He did go out with me initially and did see the initial violation.
I'd be happy to answer any questions from the commission. What I saw out there is that there's an area that's been excavated, filled with material moved around, so that wetland soil and wetland vegetation has been disturbed, that I feel merits restoration. Similar to the other item that's on your agenda, you know, when an individual regrades within a wetland, removes wetland vegetation, changes the hydrology, that's something that the commission ought to address as well. Without knowing what the flows are in the area, without having the size of the watershed calculated, knowing whether that pipe that's in there represents a safe situation or not, or onstream and downstream crossings, it's an unknown, and I recommend as well that soil scientists and a professional engineer assess what was done to the wetland and assess the types of flows that are coming down through there. We don't even really know at this point what the flows are. There's a pretty good sized watershed above that point on that stream that I think merits looking at to see whether this is a dam that could potentially break and do damage downstream, whether the flows are even safely being conveyed at this point.
All right, well, any motion?
All right, in that case, I make a motion to continue application number 25 IWC 25-428 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Mark Desrosier for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on December 18th, 2025, for additional time to have a professional engineer in soil sciences prepare and submit a wetland restoration plan to this commission.
Wait a minute. So, you
Wait a second.
So, you said that you had the same problem 20 years ago with the Wetlands Commission?
Hang on.
I got to go to Robert's Rules of Order. We got a motion on the floor. So, we can't. Let's draw the motion to allow the question.
So moved. I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay, now ask the question.
So you had the same issue 20 years ago.
20 years ago, they told me I couldn't put in a, I couldn't put in a pipe in the bottom of that.
Who's they?
The commission.
Do we have any record of that? So he had a permit and then he didn't do any work?
Correct. No, I had a permit and I did all kinds of work. I ran silt fence down across to the next property, silt fence up the back of the other property, silt fence around the vernal pool. I did elaborate things on that property and they said I could not put a culvert on that damn thing because it was a natural flowing thing through the dam. And now you're telling me I need to get an engineer to design something for that? I just don't understand that.
That's...
I can only give the information that was in our files.
I think that if Doug remembers this case back when, I think he was on the committee then.
I was, and I honestly do not remember it.
So
and I was going to go to the walk and something came up with my grandkids, so I wound up not being able to go. But
so 20 years, and I'm just saying, 20 years ago we decided that hey, no, we're not going to change everything. And then has the regulations changed that much that now that we're going to put a culvert in it, it's going to increase the velocity of the water flowing through there and everything?
I think what happened.
So how long's that pipe been in there?
Since we talked.
Since this violation started.
The pipe is maybe
October.
12 inches below. It's an overflow pipe. It's not a culvert. I did not dig down and put a culvert in.
So you put the new pipe in there. This is a new pipe. The six.
I put a six-inch overflow pipe about a foot down. And the last big storm we had, it was nothing. There was everything flowed to the bottom, and it came up about maybe a foot and a half up to the other side. You seen where it was when you came out there.
Right.
It's at the bottom.
And to say that the last big storm, yeah, but we also had a drought. So that's, you know, you sit there and you look at that factor in there too, right? So, you know, and I know what you're saying about it's a dam and everything else over there, but then if you look across the street when we were all leaving, there's a big old beaver dam out there that's flooded. So, you know, we're sitting here worried about a dam when we got the same thing going on across the street. I know. So, and I know that swamp well because they had to go swimming in there for somebody. So, you put the pipe in, and I guess he's right about the watershed area going through there. So you gotta get somebody to write something up saying it's okay, I guess.
And I think that's more or less what Bob is saying, is done is not going to present a problem in the future.
And these all look like after the fact applications.
Yes, there were violations that were issued, and then.
So then a permit was basically issued saying you built all this stuff, so we'll issue a permit for it as it is. That doesn't mean we're satisfied with it. That means we thought it would be cause more damage to go in and do work than it would to leave it like it was.
So
now we found out in the middle of the work being done that it's going on, and we're saying stop, get it designed correctly, and have it built correctly. You know, we've had many times have had people do a violation by the time we found out about it. It already started growing back in, and we'd say, well, it's going to cause more damage to keep looking at it. And we left it at that. So I don't, again, I honestly remember driving up there, but I don't remember what was down the hill from it. I remember where the corner there, but there have been a series of violations here. These permits were after the fact. After the fact is not the same as designing it correctly and installing it correctly. And I think that's what needs to be done here.
Yeah.
And just looking at this, it's been three
now
times.
Now we're looking at all this stuff.
And so this is the third time now. So let's get it done right this time. And hopefully you don't have to come back.
Make the motion again.
Sure. I will again make a motion to continue application number 25 IWC 25428 Fire Street parcel ID 014-003-000 Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Mark Desrosier for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on December 18th, 2025 for additional time to have a professional engineer and soil scientist prepare and submit a wetland restoration plan to this commission.
Second.
Any discussion? Mr. Rostow made a motion. Mr. Belushi seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Mr. Majewski?
Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. Okay, new business, 25 IWC 27690 Route 163, Mountain Connecticut owner Fox Hill Farm LLC, applicant Donald Dubois for timber harvest.
Stacy Radford, zoning wetlands officer for the record. Unfortunately, Mr. Dubois could not be here tonight, so I'm just going to cover my staff report. I think all of our normal questions would be answered by the staff report and the associated documentation that we provided. So this application is for an as-of-right determination for timber harvest in accordance with Montville Inland Wetlands and Water Course Regulation Section 4.1.A and Connecticut General Statutes Section 22A-40. Under the Inland Wetland Water Course Act, Connecticut General Statutes Section 22A-40, and Montville Inland Wetland Water Course Regulation Section 4.1.A, farming is a, quote, permitted operation in use, end quote. Forestry is defined as farming or agriculture under Connecticut General Statutes Section 1-1Q. This property is located in the R120 zone on about 40.34 acres and contains regulated wetlands and water courses and is currently developed for the single-family residence. The applicant states the proposed objective is to, quote, improve forest health by removing trees with disease, dieback, and deformity, end quote. Quote, we will be removing mostly breech trees in decline due to beech leaf disease, birch trees with nectar, canker, and red maple trees with defect, end quote. Additionally, the applicant states that there is no proposed stream crossing and there will be no harvesting in the wetlands or the review area. Access to the property will be via the existing gravel driveway. The amount of forest products to be harvested is 10 plus harvested have been marked with blue paint. An estimated start date of the timber harvest operation is December 1st. There's no proposed harvesting. There is no proposed harvesting within the wetlands or upper area, and therefore staff recommends approval of this proposed application as an as of right.
Yeah, I'll do it this time for you. All right, I'll make a motion after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 4 of the Moffett Inland Wetlands Regulations and Section 22A-40 of the Connecticut General Statutes. I move that application number 25, IWC 27, submitted by Donald Dubois, Dubois Forestry, on behalf of the property owner, Fox Hill Farm, LLC, for a timber harvest, and more fully described in the notification of timber harvest dated October 10th, 2025, with associated timber harvest map in a permitted use as of right, and therefore no permits required.
Second.
Ooh, you can have it.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed and carries it. IWC 28, 129 Simpson Lane. I'm looking at owner applicant Scott Smilnich.
Smilnich,
okay. That's what I was going to say. For regular activities within the upland review area in conjunction, removal of a 12 by 12 shed and relocation of a 14 by 10 foot shed. So, just wondering what the numbers are. Is three is the one that's being moved, and two is the numbers on this plan?
So, one should be the location of the current shed, 14 by 10, on the front, toward the front of the house at the end of a driveway extension. Two would be the proposed location, which is then behind the house and right on the edge of the wetland border. And three would be the dilapidated or rotten shed that exists on out in my woods that's been there since we've owned it. And I'm just proposing that I tear that down and pull that out of there. It serves literally no purpose. And it's in the woods. I don't really put anything out there. I have my wife's Christmas gifts out there. So, yeah, she doesn't go. But anyway, yeah, so I'd like to put the 14 by 10 in number two. And pull the number three out of there, which is roughly, I think it gives you a net gain of 4 square feet of wetlands if I pull it all out of there.
All right. Does anybody want to go and take a look? Or
seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So, motion to table this.
I've given you two motions. One would be to do a sidewalk and continue it to the next meeting, or just a motion to continue it to the next meeting.
I think consensus is to continue the next meeting, yeah. Right?
Sure. Well, I'll make the motion then. I make a motion to continue application number 25IWC28-129 Simpson Lane, parcel ID 038-050-00A, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Scott Smilich. For regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the removal of a 12x12 shed and relocation of a 14x10 shed until the next regularly scheduled meeting on December 18th of 2025.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Thank you, Commissioner Ratchamani Mogan. Commissioner Motion. Lucci seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It carries unanimously. Okay, hopefully we'll see you next month. Correspondence none. New business adoption of the 2026 meeting schedule. Which.
Take a look. One of these always gets me.
That one got me this year.
There were no trips this time.
Okay.
We all came forward the right Thursday.
The one that I, because it got changed because of Juneteenth.
Yep.
So I didn't go to my other meeting where I'm the secretary. It took like 4 months to get the minutes. Problems with the
none so far. Looks pretty good.
Thanksgiving, that's the other one. All right. Can I get a motion to approve the 2026?
So moved.
Second.
Schedule. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was Commissioner Rosso and Commissioner Ockley. Commissioner's training. So I guess there's Commissioner training. We've got any information that we all need to have done by?
In 1 year.
I'll have to email you my.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this training is supposed to be completed by January 2026. So I did send out an email to everybody. If you have the time, if you can take some time to set aside to do these 8 modules, you can do it at your own pace. But you will get a, I think you
certificate.
Yeah, I got a temporary one already. I'm waiting for my real one.
Just wait for the certificate. Once you get the certificate, if you just provide it to me, so I can send an email over to the town council, letting them know that the commission's in compliance.
I thought you were gonna frame it, put it on the wall behind us.
I was thinking about that.
Wait, that's a close second.
No picture.
We'll have like a thing like they have at the.
Well, you know what?
It comes down once.
Town to put it right there. Be unimpressed.
Cover the door. Put it right there.
So I just put that on the agenda just so that we could talk about it, so that everyone does know that that is a requirement. We do need to get that done as soon as possible.
Okie doke.
All right.
Any questions, or if you lost the email?
I lost like my username from the first time I did. I emailed the lady. She was really good from UConn.
They're pretty good, yeah.
All right.
Make a motion to
adjourn. Oh, I'm glad him make the motion. Say, make a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's his first motion.
I know.
Yeah.
Killing it.
The best one.